Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Budget for 2024-25 presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in Parliament. Prime Minister's package worth 2 lakh crore rupees announced to facilitate employment and skilling opportunities for more than 4 crore youth over a 5-year period. Finance Minister announces provision of 2.66 lakh crore rupees for rural development. In a relief to taxpayers, standard deduction for salaried employees increased from 50,000 to 75,000 rupees under new tax regime. Corporate tax on foreign companies reduced from 40 to 35% to attract foreign capital. 1 crore farmers to be initiated into natural farming over the next 2 years. Government to launch Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan to benefit tribal communities. More than 3 lakh crore rupees allocated for women-led development schemes. Government to invest 10 lakh crore rupees under PM Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 to meet housing needs of 1 crore urban poor and middle-class families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Union Budget is for Viksit Bharat, which ensures inclusive growth benefiting every segment of society. Industries welcome Union Budget, terming it growth-oriented. In other news, Supreme Court refuses to cancel NEET UG 2024 examination, says no evidence to suggest a systemic breach. And in sports and Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India set a target of 179 runs for Nepal in Group A match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the first budget of the Narendra Modi government's third term. In Lok Sabha presenting the Union Budget for 2024-2025, the Finance Minister said despite global headwinds, the Indian economy continues to be a shining exception and will be fastest growing economy in years ahead. The Finance Minister said this budget is mainly focused on employment, skilling, MSMEs and middle class as she announced the Prime Minister's package of 5 schemes and initiatives for the youth. The package aims to facilitate employment, skilling and other opportunities for 4.1 crore youth over a 5-year period with a central outlay of 2 lakh crore rupees.
The Prime Minister's package of 5 schemes and initiatives to facilitate employment, skilling and other opportunities for 4.1 crore youth over a 5-year period with a central outlay of 2 lakh crore rupees. This year, I've made a provision of 1.48 lakh crore rupees for education, employment and skilling.
Presenting a detailed roadmap for pursuit of Viksit Bharat, the budget mentioned 9 priorities of the government, providing opportunities for all. It includes productivity and resilience in agriculture, employment and skilling, inclusive human resource development and social justice, manufacturing and services, urban development, energy, security, infrastructure, innovation, research and development, and next generation reforms. Finance Minister has increased the standard deduction for salaried employees and income tax from 50,000 rupees to 75,000 rupees under new tax regime. Similarly, deduction on family pension for pensioners is enhanced from 15,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees. This will provide relief to about 4 crore salaried individuals and pensioners. The government has also revised the tax rate structure for those opting for new tax regime. As a result of these changes, a salaried employee in the new tax regime stands to save up to 17,500 rupees in income tax. The government has increased deduction of expenditure by employers towards new pension scheme NPS from 10 to 14% of the employee's salary. The Finance Minister has reduced the corporate tax rate on foreign companies from 40 to 35% to attract foreign capital for our development needs. Government has abolished the so-called angel tax for all classes of investors to bolster the Indian startup ecosystem and boost the entrepreneurial spirit. Vivad Se Vishwas Scheme 2024 has been proposed for resolution of certain income tax disputes pending in appeal. Government has simplified capital gains taxation. short-term gains on certain financial assets shall henceforth attract a tax rate of 20%. Long-term gains on all financial and non-financial assets, on the other hand, will attract a tax rate of 12.5%. Mr. Sitaraman has increased the limit of exemption of capital gains on certain financial assets to 1.25 lakh rupees per annum for the benefit of lower and middle income classes. The government has announced a comprehensive review of the Income Tax Act 1961. This year, the budget has made a provision of 1.52 lakh crore rupees for agriculture and allied sectors. The finance minister said in the next 2 years, 1 crore farmers across the country will be initiated into natural farming, supported by certification and branding. Government will incentivize additional employment in manufacturing sector in the first 4 years of employment. 30 lakh youth and the employer will get incentive in respect of their EPFO contribution. Government will formulate a plan Purvoday for the all-round development of the eastern region of the country, covering Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh, with special financial support of 15,000 crore rupees for Andhra Pradesh in the current financial year. The finance minister has announced several proposals for the housing sector. She said government to invest 10 lakh crore rupees under PM Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 to meet housing needs of 1 crore urban poor and middle class families. Finance minister said that center will encourage states which continue to charge high stamp duty to moderate the rates for all and also consider further lowering duties for properties purchased by women. Also, for promoting women-led development, the budget carries an allocation of more than 3 lakh crore rupees for schemes benefiting women and girls.
For promoting women-led development, the budget carries an allocation of more than 3 lakh crore for schemes benefiting women and girls. This signals our government's commitment for enhancing women's role in economic development.
In Union Budget 2024-25, government has announced various measures for improving the socio-economic condition of the tribal communities.
Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan. For improving the socio-economic condition of tribal communities, we will launch the Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan by adopting saturation coverage for tribal families in tribal majority villages and aspirational districts. This will cover 63,000 villages benefiting 5 crore tribal people.
A provision of 2.66 lakh crore rupees has been proposed for rural development. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Union Budget 2024-2025 is for Viksit Bharat, which ensures inclusive growth. In a video message on the Union Budget, he said it will benefit every segment of society and pave the way for a developed India.
आज का बजट नए अवसर नई ऊर्जा लेकर आया है ये ढेर सारे नए रोजगार स्वरोजगार के अवसर लेकर आया है ये बेटर ग्रोथ और ब्राइट फ्यूचर लेकर आया है आज का बजट भारत को दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी आर्थिक ताकत बनाने के पूरी प्रक्रिया में कैटलिस्ट का काम करेगा विकसित भारत की एक ठोस नींव रखेगा.
The Prime Minister said government has announced the employment-linked incentive scheme which will create crores of new jobs in the country.
इस बजट में सरकार ने employment linked incentive scheme की घोषणा की है. इससे देश में करोड़ों करोड़ों नए रोजगार बनेंगे. इस योजना के तहत जीवन में पहली नौकरी पाने वाले युवा की पहली तनख्वाह हमारी सरकार देगी.
Mr. Modi said the budget has brought new opportunities, new energy, new employment and self-employment opportunities. Highlighting the record exports and defence sector, the Prime Minister mentioned this year's budget consists of numerous provisions to create an Atmanirbhar defence sector. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh thanked the Finance Minister for the highest allocation to the Ministry of Defence amounting to over 6 lakh 21,000 crore rupees, which is 12.9% of the total budget. Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has termed the allocation in the Union Budget 2024-25 for railways as historic. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said, the highest ever allocation to the tune of 2,62,200 crore rupees has been made in the budget for railways.
रेलवे के लिए आज के बजट में ऐतिहासिक एलोकेशन है 2,62,200 करोड़ रुपीस कैपिटल इन्वेस्टमेंट के लिए. दिस इज अ रिकॉर्ड एलोकेशन फॉर कैपिटल इन्वेस्टमेंट फॉर रेलवे. 2014 के समय करीब दिस नंबर यूज्ड टू बी ओनली अबाउट 35,000 करोड़ रुपीस. आज 2,62,200 करोड़ रुपीस का एलोकेशन है. 1,08,000 करोड़ सेफ्टी रिलेटेड एक्टिविटीज पे है.
Opposition parties, including Congress and Samajwadi Party, have criticized the budget, saying there is no relief for the common man in the budget. In a social media post, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi claimed the budget favors BJP allies. Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav criticized the union budget, saying it fails to address the issues of inflation and unemployment. Industries have welcomed the union budget, terming it a growth-oriented budget. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, FICCI President Anish Shah said, this budget focuses on many sectors, including youth, women and farmers.
We welcome the budget. We think it is very well outlined. It is a growth-oriented budget with a short-term demand stimulus, with salaried taxpayers getting a 17,500 rupee benefit, a focus on the medium-term and long-term growth as well, with infrastructure, capex, sharp focus on skilling, which is essential for jobs and for the longer-term growth of the economy.
ASSOCHAM Secretary General Deepak Sood has termed the union budget as balanced.
भारत की जो दुनिया में एक position बनी है is very, very strong. जो vision एक कंट्री के सिटीजन्स की है कि हमें एक विकसित भारत बनना है, उसके लिए सभी को मिलकर काम करना है. सो विद दिस बजट दैट इंडिया अंडरस्टैंड इट्स स्ट्रेंथ्स एंड इज नाउ पुटिंग ऑल इट्स रिसोर्सेज टू इंश्योर हमारे जो स्मॉल एंड मीडियम स्केल इंडस्ट्री है, जो कि एक मेजर चंक ऑफ एम्प्लॉयमेंट जनरेटर है, प्लस एट द सेम टाइम एक मेजर चंक ऑफ मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, जो एक देश को आगे ले जाने वाली चीज. सो दिस इज अ बिल्डिंग ब्लॉक. आई थिंक इट्स अ ग्रेट बजट दैट हैज बीन पुट अप.
Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for recognizing the needs of the state in the union budget. The Supreme Court today refused to cancel the NEET UG 2024 examination on the ground of paper leak and malpractices. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra passed the order in a batch of petitions. The court stated there was no material to indicate that the leak was systemic, affecting the sanctity of the entire exam. The court also stated that ordering a re-examination will lead to serious consequences, affecting over 23 lakh students and lead to disruption of the academic schedule, causing a cascading effect in the coming years. In Women's Asia Cup cricket, India have set a target of 179 runs for Nepal in a Group A match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. In reply, Nepal were 43 for 3 in 9.2 overs when reports last came in. Early in the day, Pakistani women defeated UAE by 10 wickets at the same venue. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union budget for 2024-25 presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in Parliament. Prime Minister's package worth 2 lakh crore rupees announced to facilitate employment and skilling opportunities for more than 4 crore youth over a 5-year period. Finance Minister announces provision of 2.66 lakh crore rupees for rural development. In a relief to taxpayers, standard deduction for salaried employees increased from 50,000 to 75,000 rupees under new tax regime. Corporate tax on foreign companies reduced from 40 to 35% to attract foreign capital. More than 3 lakh crore rupees allocated for women-led development schemes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says union budget is for Viksit Bharat, which ensures inclusive growth benefiting every segment of society. Industries welcome union budget, terming it growth-oriented. In other news, Supreme Court refuses to cancel NEET UG 2024 examination, says no evidence to suggest a systemic breach. And in sports and women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India set a target of 179 runs for Nepal in Group A match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.